This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
You know, Frank, there was a fascinating little nugget that dropped today, and that was, Kevin, the Seahawks were planning on trying out Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
And there was a little Colin Kaepernick action going on here at the Star, too, where Jerry Jones was being deposed today.
A lot of things happened with that guy.
But with Colin Kaepernick, he evidently, they stopped the tryout before the tryout happened because he, from reports, refused to stand during the national anthem.
Well, they're spinning that differently.
Okay, they're saying that's not the reason, but...
Well, they're saying it's part of a multifaceted plan where we want to find out what his entire strategy is.
Are you saying here, or are you saying in...
In Seattle. Okay. So, word was he's going to keep kneeling during the national anthem,
right.
And then they immediately canceled his tryout, and people are like, hold up, what's the story with that? And they're like, No. See, we wanted to talk to him about the deposition and the kneeling and, you know, just stuff and figure it out, which kind of sounds like a lie. But I have to say, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, and if you're not on my side, I understand. I hope we can have a reasonable conversation about it. I don't have a problem with teams who don't want to sign Colin Kaepernick because they don't want him to protest on the job. I get what he's protesting for, and I think it's a very worthy cause, but there are all kinds of people who are not allowed to protest at their job. And if you don't want to sign somebody because of that, I think that is absolutely your right. But I know there are a lot of people who think it's unfair.
Well, I think the first question is that you're always evaluating players, especially players that are coming in from outside the organization, probably coming in on a short-term basis to fill a short to medium-term need.
Right.
You're always evaluating the delta in performance that you're going to get, the increase in performance, or the potential for increased performance with any negatives or any baggage that they bring with them. And baggage is not all created equal. So if you're doing a road trip to Houston with your buddies and you're one of your guys comes and he's got a bag and it's full of stinky cheese, you might not want him in the car versus, you know, maybe a nice looking female who comes with a bag of stinky cheese. You're like, okay, that bag can come in the car.
No, absolutely.
But then these other giant bags of all your clothes can't. So it
We've
just depends. And that's kind of a poor analogy, but it's the one that came to mind. So I think the issue here is, you look at baggage in two ways as well. One is it internal baggage that is going to create a problem within the dressing room or the clubhouse? And can we manage that either from a coaching standpoint, or can we limit it? Or is our leadership group strong enough to sort of put this guy on notice that if he does stray with the internal boundaries that we set for behavior, that once he crossed that red line, we either deal with it or he's out of here? And then there's external baggage that really the team can't control, at least the football team can't control between the sidelines. And that is baggage that is controversial. It's, you know, drug use, domestic violence, or in this case, which is rather unique, political. And that baggage has the potential to impact your business operations.
I think it's more social than it is political, but I understand the idea of
those
how
are
the politics,
tied together.
Yeah,
I mean,
how they work together
it's
on
semantics.
This.
But that issue, if you look at those protests last year in the NFL, that was more polarizing with their fan base than any other league
and,
as an issue.
And if you look at the NFL, and we talked about this constantly last year, Kevin, the NFL goes out of their way to endorse things that are non-controversial. There's no way you can get mad at somebody for Salute the Troops.
I would argue they've actually incorporated the military into their business plan way more than any of the other leagues. And so when
that's because of research they did about their audience, though, don't you
fair.
Think? They didn't just Absolutely. Randomly make that decision.
You can't get mad at them for breast cancer awareness. Like that's something everybody can support. You know, the what
well,
they do there.
You can get mad at the when it looks hypocritical.
Okay. Yeah, no, I under, yeah, with D'Angelo Williams, and they said he had the pink in his hair and he can't do that. But the NHL, did they ever say, hey, you know, you can't have this player because of this? And do you think it's the league more than it is the owners?
No,
or
I mean,
do you think it's individual owners?
No, the league isn't going to wade into that for a whole host of reasons. The primary one being if it ever gets out that the league is stepping in to deny a player his right to earn an income or a living, that's a significant legal problem that then opens the door to, well, if you're doing it for this player, you're doing it for other players. So
that's what's happening right now, right? I guess it's with the owners, right, Kevin? Is that he's got a lawsuit.
Well, they're suggesting
the
there's collusion,
yeah,
you know, amongst the owners, that essentially he's being blacklisted from the NFL. Because of his...
How are you supposed to prove that if the owners are like, I don't want you on the team because of your views? Is that collusion or is that people saying it's bad for business? And if you collude on something that's bad for business, is that really collusion?
That's why it's ending up in the courts, because I don't think there's a cut and dried answer. I think you can argue on either side of that. And I'm not taking a position for or against Colin Kaepernick, but I think you can argue that there's a free speech right element to this, which I'm certain is what his lawyers in a court of law, if this does end up in a suit, would say this is a free speech issue. And then if you're the teams, you're saying, look, this isn't collusion. This is, for a whole number of reasons, the main one being we retain the right as a professional sports franchise to make personnel decisions that we think will make our team better in the best interest of our football team, and we don't think Colin Kaepernick is going to make us better.
And more marketable, right? Like, because the marketability is a big factor here.
I don't think you'd wade down that rabbit hole legally. I think you'd try and keep it, if you're the team, to he doesn't make our football team
But that's
better.
The truth, though, right? It has everything about this has to do with the marketability.
You have to factor that in, because that's the baggage I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You have to factor in the fact that if we bring this guy in, is he going to make us that much better to be worth the sideshow that's going to come with it and the protests for and against that's going to come with this guy kneeling down on the sideline during the American anthem?
Do you think this is where fans get so heated? Because on the one side, if you're against Colin Kaepernick, I think it's easy to point out...
You're racist.
Well, okay, yes, we'll get to that in a minute. But let's stay away from the race part of it for just a second. And this is why I think people get so mad at each other. Because if you're against Colin Kaepernick in the kneeling, I think it's easy enough to point to his NFL track record over the last several years and say, well, he's not good enough because of the distraction he creates. But if you're pro Colin Kaepernick, you can look at some of his stats, and people have definitely cherry-picked some of his stats to say, this is a really good quarterback. Or you can look at some of the other garbage quarterbacks out there and say, he's too good not to be playing. The one side ignores that the distraction that he causes, while the other side ignores that it's because of that distraction that people aren't giving him a chance that he would otherwise get. And I think that's why people get so heated, because they both conveniently ignore like the crux of the other side's argument.
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, fair or not, this guy brings a lot of, he's a very polarizing figure, and he's not a good enough quarterback. Is he good enough to be a backup quarterback in the National Football
League?
Yes. Probably. He's not good enough and enough of a difference maker for, it seems, all the NFL teams in their evaluations to deem him worth it.
If he was Carson Wentz, he'd get hired in a heartbeat.
And if teams thought that he was kneeling on the sideline, but he could win them a Super Bowl, he'd have a job.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
No, absolutely. I'm convinced. I mean, look.
That's weird, though, because he was in a Super Bowl.
Sure, but he went five years ago.
Yeah, but obvious. But what was it? I guess there was a year that was down as that team was falling off and players were leaving. There was a year without, and then there was the year where he was out. So those seasons, Kevin, like he was there. But they still stopped looking at him.
Bottom line is this. In in professional team sports, and in my opinion, in particular, in gladiator-type sports like football, like hockey, it's a much more of a conformist league, whether you think that's right or wrong, than other leagues that either non-professional or not as gladiator-like. And if you don't like that, then you shouldn't probably partake in political protests, because whether you believe in it or not, it does have the a high probability to harm your career. It's just, they're conformist leagues.
From the 469, but owners are allowed to donate millions to Trump. Pretty political to me. Donations are First Amendment protected. The NFL is looking bad here. But the thing is,
the NFL does look bad.
Absolutely, the NFL looks bad.
But what matters to them is who do they look bad to? Because let's go back to the Ray Rice thing, because I absolutely think this is all tied together, even though the circumstances are different. The NFL didn't give a damn how they looked to the average person when they said, we're glad to still employ Ray Rice and give him a minimal suspension. But then once corporations and women CEOs of corporations said, this is not okay, they cared about how they look to them. If you're an NFL consumer who is dropping off, they care what you think. If you're a business that's not going to spend anymore, they care what you think. Otherwise, they don't give a damn what you think.
But this leads to the next sort of topic line, is that the NFL is almost writing a how not to book on how to manage PR in today's hyper polarized, you know, ready, shoot, aim, opinion world, 24-second news cycle. They're just getting it all wrong. They're making this in some ways, or they have made this a bigger story because they've mishandled it to a large degree, in my opinion.
Stubbornly?
I just think the NFL, they've shown it time and again, they can't get player discipline or player off the field issues right. For whatever reason, whether it starts at the commissioner's office or they were just fat, dumb, and happy for too long as the big 800-pound gorilla.
Because then you don't have to worry about problems.
You're the
right?
NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL shield is the big dog in the playground. And they've taken some big hits, you know, and then I'm not even talking about the concussion stuff. I'm just talking about the player dealing with player issues. I mean, look next door at the NBA. They're the model, in my opinion, for dealing with, you know, the concerns of their players and their broader social issues. They're not turning off their fan base. The NFL is finding a way, in my opinion, to turn off large segments of their fan base that through issues that have nothing to do with the on-the-field product.
No, I absolutely agree with that. And what I think the NFL should be concerned about is it seems like they still have enough people who will look at the NBA and say, we crush them in every measurable segment, and that's a mistake. Like, because you need to look at what's growing and what's declining.
10 years, I'm telling you, 10 years from now, I don't think we're going to be having this. It's going to be like, how is the NFL second? I really believe that.
Please don't take Frank for granted. When we have him on for an hour every Thursday, we're very lucky to have this kind of insight, this kind of thoughtfulness on the show.
Frank, are you going to be at KNC Live then? We got KNC Live in a week down
KFC
in the show.
Live?
No, live KNC. Chickens? You know what? If that's what it takes, I'll bring you chicken.
What? A live chicken?
If there's a live chicken there,
I'm
in. Live chickens, I'm in.
He wants a live chicken.
If there's a live chicken there, I am definitely in.
Okay, I'm going to try to negotiate you down. I'm going to take that as your starting offer. And somebody texted this in. This is really valid to cap off our conversation. If African-American businesses stop supporting the NFL, they'll pay attention. You're damn right they
Absolutely.
Will. Absolutely.
That's right.
All right. So, Frank, hopefully we'll see you. I'll see you about the live chicken.
I am so excited.
Next week at Frank and Chicken Live. Until then.
You may be as tall as the chicken by next week.
Okay, you shut up.
You have gotten shorter tonight.
Oh, my God. Until then, where can people follow you and all of your business exploits
they
on social
follow
media?
They can follow me at Frank Pro Sports. FProSports.com or at Centaur, Kevin.
Okay.
I forgot about Centaur, Kevin.
What a callback. That's a real thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.